Boys and girls, it's been a few weeks since we've had the opportunity together to look at another letter, and today we're turning to this letter. It's the letter G. And I want you to find for me this morning a verse, and here's where it's found. It's found in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16 and verse 15. So if you find that verse, you stand up and read it out for me today. Mark 16 and verse 15. Where you go. Verse 15, first of all.
And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
Thank you very much indeed. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the letter G, the word go. Many of us like to stay. Many of us like to sit. Many of us like to pray. Many of us like to watch, but God's word says, go. And it just doesn't say go, it says go ye, individually. Boys, girls, grown-ups, whoever, go you into all the world. Boys and girls, tell me today, what is a missionary? Can anybody tell me what is a missionary? You've already read, so let's have time of somebody different. Somebody goes out to tell people about the Lord Jesus. Does that mean that they have to go away to the furthest parts of the world? Do they? Here's a hand down here. No. No, they don't. Why? Why do they not have to go to the furthermost parts of the world? Why? Boy, it's getting very deep now, theologically and everything else, aren't we? Well, that's true, you see, too. But then, do you think there could be a missionary in this church? Do you? Where do missionaries work amongst, normally? Where? Is your hand stuck? Could you screw that down a wee minute to see? Is anybody else? Anybody else got an arm? Where do you think missionaries can be? Well, the truth is, missionaries can, where? They can be anywhere, can't they? Anywhere and everywhere. You don't have to go to Europe or the south of Ireland. You don't have to go to South America or indeed Eastern Europe. You can go, and I would absolutely love that someday there will be boys and girls sitting here. They're very young. And someday they'll have grown up a bit and they'll be standing up here and we'll be praying with them and for them and sending them out into the world to take the gospel to places like South America, to places like Eastern Europe. That would be tremendous to do that. But boys and girls, here's the truth. That every one of us can be missionaries just where God has placed us right now. Just here. The commission that was given to the disciples by the Lord Jesus Christ on that occasion, recorded for us again in Matthew 28, is given to every single one of us, boys and girls and grown-ups too, just where we are. We can be a missionary in our own family, telling mums and dads about how we know the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. Telling grandparents that we at Sunday school hear the word of God and that we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can be a missionary right in our own family. Sometimes that's the hardest place to be, isn't it? Sometimes it's hard to tell mums and dads and other brothers and sisters in the family that we're a Christian. But boys and girls, that's the best place to start. Do you see, if you've got saved at Sunday school or maybe at the children's meeting and you've never yet told anybody that you've become a Christian, you go home today and you just sit down with the family quietly and you tell them that you belong to the Lord Jesus. You can start in your family. You can be a missionary in your school. with boys and girls who sit beside you at school, boys and girls who play with you in the playground, and they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Some of them have never been to Sunday school. Some of them have never ever been to a children's meeting. Some of them don't know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, why he came into the world, and why he died on the cross. Boys and girls, you can reach people at your school that people as old as me cannot reach unless we're invited in to do an assembly. You can reach them in your school because you rub shoulders with them every single day. And you could be a missionary right there in P3, P5, P7. You could be a missionary and tell others about the Lord Jesus. And then there's your neighborhood. Because there are so many organizations nowadays where boys and girls go to meet in the BB and the GB, and they've got the Cub Scouts, and they've got all kinds of groups. Sometimes you're out just in a big piece of grass in the middle of your estate. You're kicking football and playing volleyball and playing rounders. You're rubbing shoulders with people every day. Boys and girls, you can be a missionary just where God has you every moment of every day. So can all of us. And you've heard me say it often before, and I'm going to say it again today, not just for the good of the boys and girls, but for the sake of every single one of us who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, whatever our age. This commission is for us. Go you into all the world, or that part of the world where God has placed you, and tell others about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's one thing that we need to learn to do again, it's this. We need to learn personally and simply to gossip the gospel to people who know nothing about the love of Jesus Christ. I hope someday some of you will be missionaries across the uttermost parts of the earth. But until that day, where God has placed you and me, let's tell others about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go you this morning and tell somebody that they need to be saved.